All right, welcome everyone. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, and I'm joined today by TD with thetexasboys.com as part of the Exit and Build Land Summit. And TD here, he and his sons are here, and some of his sons, and they do homesteading, homeschooling, raising food, and living in Texas. And welcome. It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So you're in the minds of a lot of people right now who are really thinking of making this transition to living in a more sustainable rural way. You're living the dream.
Well, we decided to do this about 9 years ago. We strategically relocated to Texas, and then the boys started a YouTube channel. And all of these different guys that I resonate with and follow, like Richard Grove and Curtis Stone, and then when I heard Patrick Wood, I'm like, whoa, they're all going to be in one spot. Like, we have to do this, you know?
Right.
So we started promoting the summit. And then the three older boys were like, yeah, well, we would go with you, you know? And I thought, here's what's so awesome. So they did go to give us our name tags, right? And it was a younger fella helping out. And he was like, so are you guys going into the childcare? I'm like, no, they're here to learn, man. This is the way that we've done it, you know? And what we've learned from life is, you know, we got this land and we started like trying to grow stuff, and we gave the boys the responsibility, you know, like, hey, this is going to be your teacher. This is, you know, what I always said growing up, I grew up kind of poor, you know, and I've done pretty well. And how do you make your kids grow up hard? You know what I mean? When you're successful and you have abundance, how do you make them know what it's like to struggle, you know?
Oh, and, yeah. No, wait, let me just jump in, because I've seen the same thing. Kids that get too much free stuff, too much easy stuff, they grow up weak, and many times they fail in society because they never learned what it means to have to earn something.
Right. And the beauty of, if you have been blessed, you know, we've been greatly blessed by God, but we've been blessed so much. So how do we have them grow up with the struggle? Well, it's the farm, you know, it's the animals, and it's the adversaries, it's the predator animals. And then there's the predator class and all the other stuff we talk about as well. But the agrarian life is such a microcosm of life, and it gives you we homeschool, you know, we control our children's education, and it gives you that platform to prepare for them a well-rounded life where they know where their food comes from.
Yep.
They're actively participating in it. And then simultaneously, you know, they're learning what's going on out there. It's not a shelter thing. You know, they're learning what's going on around them. And
well, they're living in the real world.
Correct. And this is why are we growing our own food? Well, because they're poisoning it. That's why, you know, it helps us to demonstrate that to them.
You didn't want your boys to grow up on TikTok.
Correct. Yeah. No, we categorically reject TikTok. Yeah.
that's a good choice. So I think a lot of our audience are going to be wondering, what did you do professionally before you made this transition?
Well,
if you don't mind saying.
You know, I was at a financial planner for 11 years, and I was a junior partner, and I kind of got pushed out and lost my equity stake and all that stuff. And so I got into construction, started doing that, and then some really big storms hit, did really well. And we decided, you know, we should get out while the getting's good, you know. So we left the Northeast, strategically relocated here, started over again from scratch.
Wow.
We couldn't sell our home. We had to let them foreclose. I had an 816 credit score. I had all kinds of revolving credit. We paid as we went. So the only debt we had was a mortgage. And we had to let them foreclose, destroyed my credit. We came down here with a little bit of cash. We bought a fixer-upper. And in the last 9 years, we bought our 5-acre homestead, fixed it up. We've then purchased 25 acres that we graze longhorn. And then we just bought another additional 15 acres and we expanded our homestead. And it's just, you know, bootstrap and try, fail, adjust. And learning from great people like you and all these other platforms of people putting out real information and networking. You know, that's why we're here at the Exit and Build, is to network, learn, share, and then also take this information and run it through our network and try to get it out.
Well, let me mention that. Your YouTube channel is called?
The Texas Boys, yeah.
The Texas Boys, okay. You are, of course, you have an invitation to launch your channel on Brighteon.com.
Okay, yeah, we'll
of course,
it.
We'd love to have you there.
Yeah, that's great. We'll do it.
Yeah, and you won't be censored.
Yeah, good. That's happened several times, actually.
you can say almost literally anything you want.
That'd be great. That's so freeing. That's so Americana.
I know. It harkens back to the day just 3 years ago or whatever before all the censorship.
Yeah, remember that?
So tell us about some of the struggles that you've had then, because you took on a lot, and it sounds like you weren't raised on a farm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was raised in a neighborhood, and I had never grown anything. And actually, what happened is, you know, we were inspired by YouTube, like guys like Justin Rhodes and Joel Souten, and we were taking in this information, and we're like, wow, well, you know, other people are trying to do this, and we're going to try to do it. And when you try, there's a lot of failure involved. That's right. And all that. And but I got this, you know, I always kind of overdo everything, you know. And I was like, well, we need to plant some fruit trees. And when's the best time to plant a fruit tree? 20 years ago, you know, when's the next best time, you know, right now. So yeah. we drove to the nursery and I bought like $1,000 of fruit trees. And then I'm like, oh no, now I got to plant them. And that's what kind of started us on. I'd never planted anything, never grew anything.
You started with fruit trees.
Yeah. And it started with fruit trees. And now we have about 400 fruit trees. And I've killed many, many. We propagate them. We have a greenhouse. So we demonstrate that stuff on our YouTube channel. And
how'd the deer do with all those fruit trees?
Well, we've systematically fenced in our property.
Oh, okay.
And we have a livestock guardian dog. So we don't have any issues with deer currently.
And we rotate.
Yeah, we rotate we have coonies, and we rotate our ducks and our chickens.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And you said you have longhorns.
Yes, and we have about 15 longhorn.
I'm really glad you have longhorns, because a lot of people I know here in Central Texas, they have longhorns, and such an incredible animal.
Yeah, and it's part, you know, when we came here, we said, you know, we want to take everything about the culture and encapsulate it, amplify it, you know, and the longhorn is part of Texas history, and we want to preserve that history. We want to preserve as best we can the cowboy way of life. You know, my boys don't dress like this. This isn't a fashion statement, but it is a cultural statement.
Yeah, for those, I mean, this is audio only on my side, but for those listening, your boys are all dressed like Texas cowboy hats, Texas belts, and boots, but it's a functional
correct
garb. This is not costume time.
No.
In fact, even the design of the hat is designed so that the rain falls off in front of you instead of down your collar.
Correct. You know, and these kids are working boys, you know. Yep. They just set their fence and their sign for their property. We believe in not just family, but building the way that it used to be and the way that it still is in some places in Europe, where, you know, in America with the government schools and the propaganda camps and then higher education, where they continue that Prussian, Bernaysian, like divide and conquer, and we're going to split you all up. And, you know, oh, you need to leave your family and go off and see the world and kind of do your own thing. Well, what if family didn't want to, like, I hate my mom and dad, I want to get as far away from them, you know, and, you know, I'll come and visit or whatever. But what if they wanted to stay? And what if, you know, what if your children wanted to stay and build their homes, right? And because, you know, well, it's so hard to build a community. Well, how about just build your family, right? And encourage them. So my wife and I said, what if there was a way that instead of just accumulating wealth and dying and giving that to your heirs, what if there was a way to do that while you're alive?
Uh-huh.
You know, and we can participate together, share together. So that was our desire, you know, and we prayed about it, like, how can we do this? So starting over from nothing with we spent all our capital on our home, you know. I took a low paying job and grew that, and we bootstrapped and just saved our money, started buying dirt. And I mean, that was what we're realizing now. We have about 50 acres, and it's just been a slow accumulation over 9 years, you know?
Yep.
And now, Matt, my oldest son, he's building his house on our new property, and we're going to continue this, you know, this legacy.
Let me talk to your son here for a minute.
Sure.
If that's cool. So Matt, what has this been like in your experience?
In my experience, it's been a very interesting experience.
And I will say one thing is that I'm absolutely blessed beyond measure with just being able to grow up loving my family and not hating them and hating my mom and my dad and my brothers and working together as a family unit. And that's one of the biggest things that I love about our farm. And I love that our mom and dad include us in everything and in all the decisions that we get to make on the farm. And, you know, we are the work hands on the farm and we do everything. And it's just a legacy that we are building upon. And it is an incredible journey that we are on. And all of us kids are planning on building all of our houses on the land and just keeping the dream alive that we've started.
Can I ask you, if you don't mind sharing, how old are you?
I'm 18 years old. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You look young and healthy and super strong, by the way. I can tell you're not sitting on the couch playing Xbox all day. You're working.
Right? Yep. Yep. Yeah. Us boys just got done fencing in our 15 acres. We put in, it was about 3,000 feet of fencing, and we have our own sawmill, and we are starting up our own mobile sawmilling business.
Really?
So
what kind of wood are you using for your sawmill?
Any type, you know, pine.
Even mesquite?
Yep. I actually haven't tried that yet.
It's hard.
Okay. Okay.
It's a very tough wood, but it makes great lumber.
I would be very interested in trying the sawmill that, actually. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, very good. So you have fence building skills, animal skills. Do you work with the Longhorns too?
Yep. Yep. All of our Longhorns have pedigrees, and we have a breeding program that we're slowly figuring out. And we actually have a neighbor that he's been doing it for a couple decades now. Uh-huh. And we're learning everything we can from him. And it's just been a really good learning experience. And I think the one thing that I could say is for any young people out there is just if you're ever around the older generation, just sit beside them and listen to them and just soak up all their knowledge like a sponge, you know, because all their failures, you can learn from it. And I think the older generation is the way that we have to get back to, you know.
See, and thank you for that, Matt. We don't hear a lot of young people talk like this because the schools teach them that your parents are idiots, that the government is your Lord and Savior, and that you need to be the opposite gender.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now we don't even know what gender we are, you know? And speaking of this whole gender thing, you know, we're here talking about transhumanism and the technocracy. And, you know, you start thinking about this thing when it comes to gene editing your food. Well, the end game with this whole transgenderism, transnocracy, is, you know, they're going to gene edit us, you know? So then that way you're not, you know, you don't just, it's funny, you know, we drove by the birth center on the way here and it said, it's a boy. I'm like, wow, you can say that. I mean, how do you know it's a boy? And it struck me, you know, right then I'm like, no, they're going to say, oh, well, you identify, we're going to decide that you identify as a boy now, and we're going to gene edit you. Uh-huh. Because now the argument is you're a biological male. Well, that's wait 6 months. I don't know. I used to say wait 10 or 20 years, but anymore.
Well, it's all happening faster now.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. It's insane.
Well, so talk to us about your food supply. How much food are you growing yourself?
So we just got a greenhouse. That's been a huge game changer because that's given us a longer growing season. Texas Ready, who is here, I mean, they have a phenomenal program. So we're getting up to speed on that because we've had raised beds and then we planted in the ground and we've had great years and then we've had really terrible years. Last year was a rough year with the drought. But we have about 400 fruit trees. I wanted to go with a large perennial infrastructure because once you kind of plant that stuff, if you keep it watered and mineralized and fed, you know, it should continue. It should take less input, you know? And so we have a very large pantry. We talk about that on our channel, like prepping and food storage. And we do a lot of canning and, we have 8 people in our family. So it's kind of funny when you talk to people about prepping and they kind of see something like, y'all don't understand how much kids eat. I'm like, this isn't that much food.
That's
like,
right.
Which is why we need, one, we need our community. You know, we have a nice, great local community. Some people have moved in and other people were already there. And so we're constantly within our community, like bartering or exchanging or helping and encouraging. And that's food storage, you know, working sure. with your community. And what, and so, you know, our one neighbor there, when the harvest is in, they're always dropping stuff off, and you know, that's kind of all part of it. So
are you doing backyard chickens at this point?
Yep. We have many, many, many chickens. We probably have about 100 or so.
We just got done. We hatch our own chickens too, and we've hatched out this spring over 100 baby chicks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of roosters to deal with.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I've run into that issue myself. It's like, what am I going to do with all these roosters?
Crockpot.
Yeah, it turns out.
We have Muscovy ducks. So we have ducks. We have chickens. And then we have the longhorn. And we have coonies. They stay in our food forest. And they, you know, lightly till the ground and keep everything fertilized. And
nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So remind folks again how they can find you. What aside from your channel, your website?
Yeah. Our website is thetexasboys.com. And our YouTube channel is The Texas Boys. And so check us out there. We appreciate it. And we would love to, we put a lot of current event stuff out, but what we want to continue to demonstrate is we had this idea, we implemented it, we started it, it works. And we're going to continue forward with that, with training your own children, teaching them hard work, teaching them entrepreneurship, you know, entrepreneurism. Yes.
Yeah, and we just came out with our own course too, which teaches all of that.
We
you know?
Did. We just launched a video course with a workbook. We have a parenting course, and then the boys did a young men's course to try to just disseminate and distill and propagate this information for others.
Well, we can help you with that.
That would be great.
Well, we have a new channel called Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, and we feature documentaries there. Any kind of a video series, and then people who watch that, they're offered the opportunity to purchase the course or the series or the downloads.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
So I can get my team in touch with your boys, and
yeah,
if you want to do that, we could get that out to a lot of people.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd like to do that.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We'd like to work with you, and also I invite you next time you come down to Austin. My studio is in this area as well. You could come in our studio and do another interview, but you have to bring some stuff to show.
We'll do it. We'll bring it all. That'd be great.
Show and tell.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right.
That'd be great.
That's great.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. And really happy that to hear what you're doing. This is what we need to survive, I think, as a species. And happy to have you here as fellow Texans.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks for having us on, Mike. Right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And the website, folks, is thetexasboys.com. And hopefully soon to appear a channel on brighteon.com as well, where they are very, very welcome and will not be censored. We'll call it the Texas Boys Uncensored edition. Yeah. How about that? All right. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of brighteon.com, reporting from the Exit and Build Land Summit in Bastrop, Texas. Take care.